Now, last week at this time, Margaret Mills went to Plotlands in Basildon. And I think you're making a second journey there this week, aren't you, Margaret?
I am. I can't keep away.
Well, clearly not. A lot of the people that went there couldn't either.
There's not much left of Plotlands today, sadly, for reasons which I'll explain. Walkers in the nature reserve at Langdon do occasionally come across the foundations of a building. They'll come across an old gatepost, a lemonade bottle, a beer bottle, who knows? Anything, the flotsam and jetsam of the life of the people that lived at Plotlands. So the people at Plotlands, as I've said last week, looked on these places as holiday cottages and a home from London. So what caused the demise of Plotlands? Well, it was the ever-encroaching demands of Basildon Newtown. The Development Corporation were very keen in the 1960s and 1970s to buy up and acquire even more land, and their eyes fell on Plotlands. And the threat of compulsory purchase was waived in front of the owners of Plotlands. There were incentives as well. They tried to use the carrot as well as the stick by saying, well, if you sell to the council, we'll make sure that your legal fees and other expenses are paid. But one way and another, the writing was on the wall for Plotlands, and most people did sell. A few stuck it out, but most of them did. Now, today, if you want evidence of a typical building on Plotlands, well, maybe this is typical, maybe it isn't, but there's a little museum in the nature reserve called The Haven, and The Haven is a cottage that was actually owned by a family who bought a plot of land. The family were the Mills family, no relation, I hasten to say, mum and dad and two sons, Brian and Terry, and they owned The Haven until the 1950s, but it's since been turned into a museum. It's a wonderful little museum. If you're in the nature reserve at weekends or at certain times of the year, it's open at weekends. It's also open at other times of the year, and you can go around and you can have a look at a typical 1930s, 1940s Plotland holiday home.
And Plotlands itself was where it was in the now nature reserve.
Yes, that area covered most of what was Plotlands, not all of it, but most of it.
Yeah, a little surprising, bearing in mind that it was the council that wanted to build everything up. You'd have thought it would have been that they would have bought it up so they could build on it.
Well, you would, but I think they also recognised the importance of having a certain amount of Greenbelt Nature Reserve, nature reserves, places where people could come that wasn't all glass and concrete. And sadly, Plotlands, built on a very ad hoc basis, was a casualty of the advance of the demands of the new town.
Fair enough, as it is so often these days. Right, and where are you off to next week, Margaret?
Next week I'm going to talk about a Tudor musician who lived in Essex and was known as the father of English music.
All right, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Scott.